This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to this episode of Insight Podcast. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. Thrilled to be joined with the new president of Oklahoma Baptist University, Dr. Heath Thomas. Welcome.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me. This is wonderful.
Well, congratulations on your new role. I know you're no stranger to OBU,
right?
Both being an alum and having served on the faculty. I thought you could begin, Dr. Thomas, by talking about some things that you're immediately seeing that are encouraging you and opportunities you see.
Well, thank you very much. Of course, it's an extraordinary honor to be part of our Oklahoma Baptist family by serving at Oklahoma Baptist University. We have an extraordinary heritage at OBU, 110 years of faithful service to our Oklahoma Baptist churches and communities all across the state, around the region, and literally almost every corner of the world is our imprint of OBU. So it is an extraordinary honor to be a part of it and to lead in this capacity as president. And I am so excited about OBU. And I think the way that I would describe what I'm excited about is not in buildings or programs. It's in people. It's in our students. And what I get excited about is hearing all of the amazing things that our students are doing. And they uniformly tell me, you know, what I'm doing today is in large part of the equipping that I received at Oklahoma Baptist University. I'll give you an example of this. I was in a meeting just yesterday, I believe, with our Oklahoma governor and with one of our federal senators, Senator Lankford. And around the room, there was about 30 of us, and we were talking about issues that were important to us in the state and important to us around the table. And I was amazed because as we talked around the room, I was shocked at how many OBU alums were sitting around that table.
Hmm.
It was phenomenal. And here they were doing work with refugees, or they were doing work in adoption care, or they were doing work on behalf of the unborn. And it was just absolutely phenomenal. And I got so encouraged because here these folks are. They're making an impact for God and for good in their communities, and they're part of OBU's story. And so what I would say is our success as a university is not in how many students we graduate. That's a great thing. But it's what our graduates do to impact their world for Christ and for His kingdom. And I'm telling you, I can get excited about telling that story, being a part of that story. OBU is much bigger than just a university. I would like to think of OBU as an outpost of Christ's kingdom in His world. And if we're faithful to that mission, I think we'll be okay.
Good word. You know, I've heard you talk about the high stakes of your calling and mission.
Yeah.
As far as young people. You cite a statistic once about people falling away from the church.
And that's right.
Could you talk about some of that and that
Sure.
sense of urgency?
Yeah, no, I think that that's right. So if you look at, you know, all research is a little bit different, but Barna research amongst some other research, if you look at the annual state of the church and some other things, what you find is all of the research shows that high school students, and I've got four kids, two of whom are high school students. If you just follow the statistics, kids that grow up in church or in our youth groups and grow up in church in our homes, if you follow statistics, roughly half of those kids will abandon the faith in their college years. Now, just let that sink in for a minute. That's shocking. That means that of my four kids, two of them, if we're just a statistical, you know, fall in line with statistics, two of them will abandon their faith. Now, they may come back at age 35 or so when they decide, you know, I'm having kids, I want to raise them up in the church, so you go back. But what about those 15 years or so where they're outside the church? They've abandoned their faith, or they just kind of are in hiatus. Well, here's the reality. That should be extraordinarily sobering to us as followers of Jesus. And I think part of the reason for this is because of the extraordinary way that our university system enculturates our students into the ways of the world. It's really true. It's not unknown to us. We know about a 3-year or 4-year time away from family, faith, culture, indoctrinated into the ways and wisdom of the world, and you change all sorts of things to make that indoctrination happen. We know about this because we didn't call it university. We called it Israel in Babylon. This is Nebuchadnezzar U. If you read Daniel chapter 1, this is exactly the policy that that Nebuchadnezzar used to re-enculturate boys, Daniel, Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, in the ways of Babylon. Now, what we've forgotten, because it's familiar to us, that same kind of enculturation, indoctrination can happen in our universities if we're not careful. And that's why a place like OBU, I think, is very important, because we're not about indoctrination in the ways of the world. We're about education in the ways of Christ. And Christ's lordship extends as wide as creation, and that means that his lordship extends as far as the psychology curriculum, the biology curriculum, and every other curriculum that we have at OBU. And what we want to help students discern is, what does Jesus's lordship in my life look like, not in just church on Sunday, but in my profession, in my vocation? How do I care for my patients better if I'm a Christian who is a nurse and who lives the way of Christ? What does it mean if I'm an educator? And yes, I know that there are strictures in our state about what can and can't be said in our public school system, but what does it mean in terms of my care for my students if I follow Jesus and I live the way of Christ? What does that mean? How does my education look different? How does my living as an educator look different? Those are the questions that we ask at OBU. And as a result, what happens at distinctively Christian liberal arts universities like OBU is that erosion from the faith in university decreases dramatically if they go to a Christian college like OBU. So my students, my kids, they're not going to see that erosion and abandonment of the faith if they go to a university like OBU as opposed to, another one of our schools, which there's nothing wrong with going to those schools if you feel called to it and you know what you're getting into. But it's not for everybody. And we just have to pay attention to the realities on the ground and not be naive to them.
Good word. And I like what you say about Christians in various professions, because OBU is excelling on many fronts of training and learning and education in different fields. I thought we could talk a minute too, Dr. Thomas, about some things on the horizon, plans, events, things that are encouraging your heart.
Yeah, so there's a number of things that I'm excited about at OBU. First of all, we believe that all of life belongs to God. There's not one square inch over the whole of God's creation where Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not say mine. Those are the words of Dutch prime minister and theologian and the guy who launched the Free University of Amsterdam. His name is Abraham Kuyper. And I actually think that that's absolutely right. At OBU, we believe that Jesus's lordship extends over all things. And that means that if that's true, then we can pursue science and math and education and psychology and ministry and health and human performance and teacher ed and all of these things and actually do them with excellence because Jesus is Lord of all of it.
Yeah.
And so we're not shirking or shrinking away academic integrity or excellence. Actually, if you look at the statistics, OBU academically is fantastic. We are some of the top, if not the top, university in various disciplines in the state. So it's not like we're shrinking or shirking academic integrity or academic excellence. We embrace that. Some of the things that I see on the horizon that excite me immediately is in our philosophy program, one of the things that we've adopted is a robust philosophy program. And one of those aspects of our philosophy program is an emphasis in apologetics. And it was in one of our professors, Professor Tawa Anderson, he had it in his heart to do an apologetics conference. We haven't done something like that in the state, really. We've done some things here and there, but an annual apologetics conference devoted to high school seniors or high schoolers, not seniors, just 9th through 12th primarily. The idea of getting them resources that will help them grow in their faith, to bolster their faith. If they go to one of our state schools or a non-Christian school, that's fine, but we want you to be bolstered in your faith. So the idea is on March 7th, we're doing for the first time an apologetics conference at OBU, and it's really for high schoolers to grow in their faith, youth ministers to grow in their faith, student ministers to grow in their faith, families. We have families, entire families coming. And if that's the case, I say bring them.
Yeah.
We want as many people as to come, because we know that through the kind of education that you're going to get and equipping you're going to get, what's going to happen is you'll be stronger and strengthened in your faith. And that's, again, an extension of some of the excellence that we see on display in the education at OBU. It's just translating in the life of our youth ministry. And I love that. I get that. I get very excited about that. A couple of other things I'm really excited about. I'm excited about just overall how we are trying to leverage each discipline into the life of our churches and into the life of our communities. So we are constantly getting emails. I got one just the other day saying, hey, I'm looking for an educator in this. Do you have someone who could help us out in our school? I got an email just not 2 or 3 hours ago from a youth minister saying, hey, we're looking for a children's minister in our church. Do you have anybody? Please send them our way. And what's that's indicative of is we are being faithful to the Lordship of Christ in all things. We are trying to say, Lord, you've given us a gift. We want to train up people and place them in our world, again, for the good of our communities. We want to add value to the life of businesses and churches and schools and communities. And that really, really gets me excited. OBU, as I've said, is going to be successful in the lives of our students that we place, but also in the goods that we bring and the value that we add to our communities. And so that's a big question that I'm looking at as the president of OBU. How can we leverage our resources, time, talents, and people into our communities so it adds value to what they're doing?
That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that and for stopping by to record this podcast. Before we go, please let us know how we can pray for you, Dr. Thomas, and the university.
Yeah, that's a good question. First of all, since I've taken the presidency, the overriding prayer that I have had from day one has been, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. So I am asking all who are praying for OBU, give us wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Give me wisdom to be the kind of president that serves this community faithfully and serves in a way that brings honor and glory to the Lord Christ, but also leverages our university for the good of the world. And I think that we can do that. But to do that, that's bigger than me. That's bigger than our faculty. That's bigger than our administration or our students. We need divine wisdom to know how to do that well. So that's number one. Pray that God would give us all wisdom. And then the second thing I would say is that God would give us favor. You know, in higher ed, these are changing times. The landscape has changed radically, and it doesn't look like it's going to let up. So for us to continue to do what we need to do, we need divine favor, that God would put his hand of blessing on our university. And just as it's served faithfully for 110 years, that God, out of his favor, as we are faithful to him, would continue to allow us to operate, and not just operate, but thrive in the days and months and years ahead. And then just practical things, we have an entire new campus that was given to us that we are beginning to leverage with new programs and new events and a whole set of things that we're looking at. Again, we want to leverage that campus for the good of our region, our state, our world, and so we need wisdom to be able to do that. But those are just some things that immediately come to my mind. Also, pray for our students. And, you know, our students are incredible, and I love being around them all the time. And pray that God would capture them with an imagination that says, God, I will go wherever you go. You call me to go. I will do whatever you call me to do. I will say whatever you call me to say. I will do whatever it is that you have for me to do, because I am your child. My prayer is that our students would pray that prayer with boldness and faith. No matter where God places them, no matter in what profession, they would live their lives for the King. So pray that God would do that in the lives of our students.
Amen. We sure will. We'll go to okbu.edu to find out more about those events and look to the Baptist semester. We'll be reporting on a lot of happenings at Bison Hill. Dr. Thomas, thanks again for coming on the podcast.
Thank
and
you
for
much.
All your leadership. God bless.
God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.